It was great for us to get back to our process today, begin our preparation work as we're getting started. We learned a lot from last week, and all the things that we wanted to improve upon, we found some of those things, and we certainly worked on those for last week. Today we begin the process for Seattle, and our teams, we're totally pumped for this opportunity this weekend. We're even more jacked that we get to do it in front of our fans at the Dome, and they're a big part of what we do, our fans are, and they help create this opportunity for us to have it at home, and that's why for our team, we can't wait to see how loud it can get and see if we can try and knock the roof off it. So with that, I'll be glad to open up to your questions regarding the week as the process begins for us.
Coach, what are your initial thoughts on what you saw from the Seahawks this past week? It looks like they're a different team than what you played, you know, back in week six.
Yeah, what you can tell, you know, the physicality they ran the ball with, that for sure was evident. Yeah, they're a different version of them, and we're a different version of ourselves too. But, you know, you saw this classic, you know, Seahawks ball on display, very good run game, opportunistic on defense. Those are some of the things, you know, that we saw going in.
Rawls. Right. Talk about what him, what you see in him, and there might have Procise, I think his name is, back.
Yep.
They might have him back. So
yep.
Talk about that.
Sure.
Kind of that combination.
For years, they've had terrific success running inside zone, and it's something that they believe in wholeheartedly. And you saw that on display with Thomas in the game on Saturday night. Downhill runner who can get yards after contact. And we know for us, you know, the tackling plan had better be on point in where we attack and strike zone. So for us, those are a few of the topics that we begin with the team today. But whoever the running backs are, you know, we know the style that they'd like to play. We have a clear understanding of that.
Have you had any contact with Pete Carroll at all? Maybe a text message here?
We have not. Yeah, Paul had a terrific game, didn't he? And he made some acrobatic catches. You've always seen the speed and the length, but he's really come through for them. And each team has some guys that come through that maybe it wasn't somebody that you were talking about early on during the year, and whether it was battling through an injury or coming back. And we certainly have some of those guys too. But, you know, for him, you know, he played a terrific game and had two huge catches. I know he had some more, but, you know, two that totally jumped out to us.
From last season to this season, can you talk about, like, what kind of things have gone into changing the culture here?
Sure.
And how that's kind of led on to playing in the playoffs?
The you know, having a team identity and having a really clear vision of how you want to play, you'd like for that to happen overnight. And you really would, this connection from a team. But it takes time to build that. And our team is very tight, very connected. They spend a lot of time off the field together. They've spent a lot of time on the field, that communication. And when you really want to play for someone other than yourself, you're able to take your team to a new spot. And that's so clear and evident with our guys, not only for players who stepped up when other guys have gotten injured, but just how hard guys want to play and compete for one another. So it's a great team to be a part of. And there's a lot of really good teammates on this team that are totally battling for the guy right next to him. So it's an exciting time for us. We have a real clear understanding of who we are, how we want to play. And I think we're, you know, much closer to how we'll play than we were at any time from last year. So I know that seems like, you know, we still bring up last year at times, and I recognize that. But this team's a lot different. We are, and I think it's time to talk about this year's team, what we stand for, our attitude, our toughness, the physicality we want to play with. And you know, we're excited to get going this weekend.
Dan, when in the playoffs you have a rematch from a regular season game, does it matter less? Is there less to be gained from film and the experience of the first game? I mean, it was so long ago as opposed to in the last month of the season. I mean, you played them way back in October, not in December.
You know what can help? Just some individual matchups. Sometimes for the players, they can look who they played against. Oftentimes as coaches, we're so involved with the scheme of how to attack, how to play this scheme, how to, you know, this formation, this defense, this way that we cover. But for the players, oftentimes, how do I match up on that player? How do I study his stance? How do I go against that guy? This move worked against press coverage. This one didn't. So there's definitely things to gain from it. As far as plays and concepts, both teams have a big playbook, and there'll be different, you know, ways that they'll try to attack. But for the players, it's important to know who you're playing against as much as anything.
Last time, your red zone offense has been much improved since the last time you saw Seattle. What do you attribute that to?
I would say it's we've added extra time to it, and anytime you have a little more emphasis on things that you want to improve upon, you get those added results. So for us, red zone on both sides of the ball was something that we wanted to do more of. So we added it more into our practice, into our meetings. So we had more reps at it. And anytime you get to do those things together over and over, you get some of that improvement. And really on both sides, that's been a factor for us.
So do you feel like it makes preparation for this game any different, say, since you've been over on Seattle staff and Seattle knows some of how...
I see where you're going.
Yeah.
I know that you know that I know. There's definitely some of that. But the good part about this, in the game, the players do their thing. And all teams have alerts that happen by a formation or a tendency or a down and distance. And this game's no different. So we have some, they have some. But the fun part about it is come kickoff time, in between the white, those are the guys that are playing it. And it'll be a tough, physical, battle, the entire time. So that's what we're most excited about.
Coach, you were very proactive before the regular season game and making sure that, I think maybe even before you were asked, that this is not about you. This is
right.
The whole Seattle connection and all that. But are you glad that for any of those feelings that you've got that regular season game behind you?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's one I didn't think of. But, I so never wanted the spotlight to be about me. I wanted it to be about our team and the way they compete and the toughness they have. So I guess, like anytime you go through something for the first time, I am glad that that game got out of the way. And hopefully for everyone listening, that'll probably be the last question that we'll hear about it this week. But honestly, having that experience to go, compete against them first time. And let's hope through the years we battle a bunch against them. I have a sense that'll be the case.
And what are your thoughts on momentum in the playoffs? Is the way you closed the regular season, winning your last four, I think Seattle was 2-2 over their last four. Of course, they played real well over the weekend. Pittsburgh's on a roll. They carried it through wild card weekend. Ditto with Green Bay. But I think the last 10 Super Bowl champions in their last four games of the regular season were only 21-19 combined. Is momentum real? Does it matter? What do you think about it? Do you talk about it? Do you talk about one to keep it?
Yeah, we don't talk about the momentum. We try not to look too far ahead, weeks ahead, and we try not to look too far behind us. The best that we can do is staying in that process of like doing what we do and making that the primary purpose. So we recognize, because you go back through the game plan, these are things that did well and these are the things that you didn't, both when you win and when you don't. But past that, man, you throw it all into that week. Because once the game begins, you're not really thinking much past just this game, this attack. So it's part of the game plan, but past that, you don't really give it a whole lot of thought. We're in good shape in that way. So we anticipate for tomorrow everyone to be able to participate. So that's a good thing from our standpoint.
Some will be
limited. Not sure yet, but there's a chance that some may be. But we look strong heading into tomorrow.
How does Robert Alford look coming off that knee? Because he could be a key factor in this game.
For sure.
The way they were making plays.
Yep. And we thought Rock looked good today. It was limited today, in terms of, the speed that we worked with. But to see him move and kind of have his intent right, we were encouraged for sure.
You being a defensive-minded coach, what is your message? I know your message to the whole team is, whatever. But to the young defensive players, the Vic Beasley, who hasn't played in a playoff game.
Right.
The rookies who haven't played in a playoff game. What is your message to them?
That one's really clear. And we get right back to it, and we do what we do. And there's a real style and attitude that we play. There's a real style that we want to go and prepare. So having that process that allows you to go through and get ready, I think that's really important as a competitor. Not only are you ready, this is what we do Wednesdays, this is what we do Thursdays, Fridays. And then when you get to the game, we're not going to ask any of the players to do anything that they're unfamiliar with. So the main thing for us, man, let's stay right in that pocket of getting ready. And the phrase we use, is do what we do.
Deion,
nope.
At all,
nope.
Because he's kind of orchestrating.
Yep,
that.
And I want him to feel like he has over the last month. I'll remind him of the things that allow us to play well, that communication, that toughness, that physicality that he brings. But past that, I want us to really stay in that pocket of getting ready.
Is there anything to be gained by Seattle picking up late in the season a couple players that have been on your roster and Hester and McKissick, especially McKissick because he was here up until just a few weeks ago? Do you worry that they're going to pick his brain
No. Yep. Yeah, I recognize that one. And for years, that question, and it's a good one to be asked, how does it change and what can they learn and you not know? So, no, we don't go down that road in terms of what they'll share or not share or use going into it.
Seattle, obviously a good team. They seem to really have turned it on, you know, as of late. Does Russell Wilson, does he become even more of a threat as he goes into the postseason? Is he even more dangerous?
Well, he's always dangerous. And so as far as it goes past that, no. You know, it's going to come down to, you know, who takes care of the ball best, who goes after it best, who can execute better. He's a terrific competitor, that much we know. But as far as, you know, his game, you know, trying to rise up into the playoffs into a different way, we don't think of it in that way.
Dan, Seattle has a championship pedigree. You were part of that. You know, they're going to have that on you. But talk a little bit about this when you're talking about your team identity. What do you have to offer against Seattle?
Well, number one, I would hope that it totally comes across how fast and physical that we play. And we're going to go and attack in all three phases of this game. For us, those are things that, you know, stand for in our program. So we want to make sure that totally comes to life. The players here, we have a real clear vision of how we want to play. And I think that helps a bunch. We're not trying to be anything different than who we are. And that process that we go through to get ready, that's what this week's about to us. We're not trying to go anything past how hard, how good we can get this week.
Dan, you started today's press conference and have several others asking for crowd noise, wrote about it on social media. We all know, you know, it can cause false starts. From your point of view on the sideline, how do you see crowd noise, loud volume affect opposing offenses?
Well, for sure it can, and that's why we know our crowd is such an advantage for us. And our team, did we appreciate them on the last time out against New Orleans. You felt that energy. They were there early. And we want that again, to know how hard it can be to communicate on third down where everything has to be, you know, silent and using hand signals. So the fact that we get to do it here, we want to pull out all the stops with our crowd and make sure they're there early and we hear them early.
Seattle's offense has been world's difference on the road and at home in, you know, almost every statistical category, scoring especially. Are they vulnerable to crowd noise? Is their offensive line, or is Russell maybe vulnerable to that?
I think all offenses have to deal with it on the road, whether you're vulnerable or not. I think it's them executing in terms of the crowd noise. You know, we do the same thing when we go on the road to see how loud we can make it. And it's one of the fun parts about playing at home. You'll feel that energy, and our players certainly feed off it. And we hope that we give them some energy to, you know, right back at them.
A different way to ask that Seattle question about getting to face them again, but what was the initial reaction when you learned that you guys were going to see them again, given how the last time ended?
Well, we thought way back then, I don't know what week six or five, somewhere in that neighborhood. After we lost, we thought maybe we'd have a chance to face them again if both teams would play well throughout the regular season. And that part happened, so here we are. You're welcome.
Coach, you talk about the way Dwight Freeney's been able to help a guy like Vic. Now that you look towards the playoffs, how much does it help to have a veteran like him who knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, even more important is the preparation part, and that part, I think, kind of goes overlooked with Vic in terms of his preparation and what he goes. He's a quiet guy, but he's somebody that watches. And so for him, like, still waters run deep. He looks, he processes, he has a real understanding. And most of the time, I have a sense of how he's going to play based on, you know, his week. He's had some weeks, you know, in practice that he was hard to block. And having that type of preparation, having that type of intent, it goes a long way into getting ready. So Dwight's been a good addition for our team, not only from playing standpoint, but knowing there's a spot you can take your preparation to. And so for Vic, for those of you who spent time with him, he is quiet, but he's also, for he and I, after, you know, now into our second year, we both have a better understanding of how to communicate with one another. Early on, I just thought he was quiet or, you know, didn't have a lot to say, and now I know he definitely has stuff to say. And if he has questions, he asks me. So we have a much better, you know, understanding of, you know, how also I can help him, you know, compete at his best.
Two questions.
You mentioned that by this point the rookies aren't rookies anymore.
That's for sure.
When you think about guys like Keanu mentioned, that confidence is going to be big for them. How much do you like the confidence of this defense, especially the younger guys coming into postseason?
I do. I appreciate their confidence, and at times you have to go through some difficult process to get where you want to get to, some scars, so to speak. So all of our young players have gone through that process where that play happened. I missed this assignment. I missed that tackle. And you become better as a player. You become better as a competitor. And as a man, when you go through those tough times and understand, all right, I'm going to learn from this experience. And for all of us, them included, when you go through those tough experiences, you do grow. And this group has grown tremendously in 1 year. They've played a lot of football together already. And so for them to have the ability to grow together, I think has been one of the really cool things, you know, about our team. It's a very tight team, our team. And it's not just with the rookies, you know, like, if you watch practice and see the way our running backs compete and how they feed off one another, it's no surprise they play so well together as a group, you know, when we get to game day. Like, they're a factor. And the biggest, or one of the biggest parts about their game, like, they're each other's biggest fan. That's such a cool thing for us to know that these two guys love to battle, and the guy who's there right with them is wants them to have the same success. So, rookies, second-year guys, older guys, young guys, at this point, we're just, you know, one big, tight group, and we can't wait to battle for this game. We're so pumped to be a part of it. We will absolutely stay in the process of us getting ready because we know what that feels like and looks like. So we'll leave some of the other questions to you guys for the team. But for us and for the team, it is 100% going to stay the same.
How do you view their defense without Earl Thomas?
Well, number one, Earl's a fantastic player, and one that it's not just, you know, okay, he's, you know, the next man up to play. So anytime you lose a player of that caliber, you're going to feel it. What I can tell you is they're totally equipped, you know, to play really, really good defense at a lot of spots. So will they miss Earl? No question. Will they play really tough, hard-nosed, good defense? Yeah.